Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis of Maseches Sota. We are holding at the very top of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah said, Omer ben Azai, Chayv Adam Lamed Es, that a person has to teach his daughter Torah. Why should a person teach his daughter Torah? Because you never know, she might be a Sota one day and be in need of a Zuchus. But Rabbi Lezer Omer, Kolam Lamed Es, Bita Torah, Melam De Tiflus. When you teach your daughter Torah, you are in fact teaching her Tiflus. So says Gemara, Tiflus Salkadaitach. Do you think it's possible to say that Divrei Torah that you're teaching her is actually Tiflus? Tiflus, Ela'ema ki'ilu limda tiflus. No, it says if you taught her this sense of deceitfulness and whatever, because now that she has that knowledge, she'll be able to use it for the bad. But obviously, Torah itself is pure and good. Om Rabbi Yavo, my time with Rabbi Elazar, where does Rabbi Elazar learn this from? That it's like you're teaching her tiflus. Tichsiv, ani chachma shachanti arama. So the chachma is Torah, and we darshan. Kivan shenichnasa chachma ba'adam, nichnasa imo armumis. That along with chachma, you know, like there's this balance of everything in the world, that along with the positive power of Chachma comes a certain negative power of Armumis, of deceitfulness, of trickery. V'Rabbanan and Ben Azai, who holds that you should teach your daughter Torah, Hayani Chachma Mai Avdilei, how does he dash in the Pasuk, Ani Chachma? Mi Bai Leilich Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Damar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Inde V'Torah Miskayim, Nel B'mi Shemam Natsmo, Arum Aleihen, that a person is only going to accomplish in learning if he makes himself totally separate from all of his business dealings, and he's completely poor and lacking for things. Shnemar ani chachma shachanti arma, that I chachma will be shochin together with someone who's arma, who's nebuch in a difficult physical material situation. Meaning Torah is paspim melech tochal, it tends to thrive when a person is not doing great materially. So once we mention that drasha, we Amar Rabbi Yochanan ein devri Torah miskayim el misha meisim atzmo kimisheino shemar vachachma may ayin timsa, that Torah is going to be found amongst someone who acts like he's eino, as if he doesn't exist. So main point number one over here, when one learns, the machlokas in our Mishnah is whether learning Torah gives a person a certain amount of power of deceitfulness, or whether the pasuk is no, or it's only teaching that when you learn Torah, a person has to be removed from the material world. Rabbi Yeshua Omer wrote Seisha. Then Rabbi Yeshua made this comment that a woman would rather have much, much less money, but have the company of her husband, rather than having a lot of money and not having the company of her husband. So Maika Amar, what exactly does he mean by this? Sahi Kamar wrote Seisha b'kav v'tiflusimo mitishas kav v'nuprish. She'd rather have one kav, which is a smaller measure, but have at least be together with him, that her husband will be with her and have tashmish amita together, rather than for him to be away from the home all the time, then never be sleeping together, then never be together, but she'll be rich. The money doesn't make up for it. Hu haya omer chasid shota. And then he went on to say that a person who's a chasid shota, and a rasha arum, and a nisha prusha, and a makos prushin, these are all mevali olam. These are people that destroy the world. Seichidami chasid shota. What's a good example of a chasid shota? If you go into Katava Itza Binahara, a woman is drowning in the river. And he says, "Ooh, I can't look at a woman, so I'm not going to save her." That is a chasid shota. That is a moron, and therefore he's considered to be engaged in what might seem like righteous behavior, but is in fact completely destructive. Hechi dami rasha arum. What is an example of a rasha arum? Amar Yochanan zeha hamat im devarav l'dayan. Someone who goes and explains one side of a case to a judge before the other party in the case is there. Rabbi Avo Omer Zeh Nosin Dinar LaAni LaHashlem LaMasayim Zuz. They have an ani who has just under Masayim Zuz. Now you have to understand the threshold for getting the Matnos Aniyim, for getting the Leket Shicha and Peya is Masayim Zuz. So if he has 199 Zuz, he's going to qualify for all the benefits, for all the help. Once he has 200 zuz, he won't qualify for any of the benefits. So you know what a rasha arum is? A guy who sees an ani that has 199 zuz and gives him one zuz, just so that he won't qualify anymore for leket. Tetan, mi sheyesh lo masayim zuz, lo yito leket shichu peyo maiser ani. Someone who has masayim zuz doesn't get leket shichu peyo maiser ani. Hayo lo masayim chaser dinar, but if he had 199, then afilu elef nosim lo ka'achas, a reza yito. If they give him 1,000, they assess that he needs $1,000 more, he could take all 1,000. He doesn't only have to take one. Another example of a Rasha Arum, a third example, Rabbi Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zahamesi Eitzel Limkar bin Nechasim Muatin. A father is Morish, a small amount of Nechasim, and Mikar Adin, the daughters get, and they get Mizonos from those Nechasim, and he gives advice to the Yisomim that they should sell the Nechasim, and therefore the daughters will lose their Mizonos. The sale is going to be valid, but it's a horrible thing to do to their sisters. Another example of a Rasha Arum. This is talking about a person who's a Mekabel, a Matana from someone else, and he says, mm-hmm. I want you to get these Nechasim, then I want them to go to so and so. And he gives him an Eitzah to sell the Nechasim to somebody else, and through that, the second guy is not Mekabel the Nechasim even after the first Mekabel dies. So, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds this way. Why? D'tanya, we have a brisa that tells us this. If I make the deal that I'm giving you the Nechasim, but I want it to go after it goes to you, Reuven, I want it to go to Shimon, v'yavrad harishon u'machar, and then Reuven, instead of keeping it, sells it, v'achal, and he uses up all the money, hasheni, Shimon, who's supposed to get it next, motzi miyad alakuchos, could take those Nechasim from the people who bought it, because Reuven's only allowed to sell his rights in the Nechasim, and he doesn't have the rights to sell it for after he dies. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ein L'Sheni Elamasha Shir Rishon. The second guy, Shimon, only gets what Reuven left over. And if Reuven left over nothing, Shimon gets nothing. So a guy who gives advice to Reuven that if you really want to maximize what you have, just sell these Nechasim, that's a Rasha Arum. You're really teaching him to be very dishonest. Another example of a Rasha Arum, Rabbi Yosef Rechama Amar Rav Sheshes, Zehamachriya Acherim Ba'orchosav. That a person tells people, look at me and try to imitate my behavior. And he's only saying it because he's not really sincere and he wants to act like a chassid in front of other people so that people shouldn't recognize all of his averos. Another example, Rabbi Zreka Amar Rav Huna, Zehamekel Atzmo Umachmir Acherim. Someone who's mekel for himself but is machmir for other people. Ula Amar, another example of a Rasha Arum. Wow, pretty harsh. Someone who learns, but he's not Meshamesh Tamidei Chachamim. So a person who does that is also called a Rasha Arum. So how many examples? I guess we'll make this a main point. We have something like 6 examples of a Rasha Arum. So let's go through. Number 1 was a person who tells the judge one side of the case before the other party is there. Number 2 was a person who gives the Ani his 200th dinar. Number 3 was someone who advises sons to sell Nechasim Muatim so that daughters won't get anything. Number 4 is someone who advises a first recipient to sell so that the second recipient won't get anything. Number 5 is someone who tells other people to imitate him as if he's a role model and really he's not. Number 6 is someone who's mekel for himself and machmir for others. And number 7, I guess we had 7, is someone who does a lot of learning but not a whole bunch of shimush talmidei chachamim.